Jones and Keith coming up at 10. We are back tomorrow with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45. And Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, and the front office report at 9. And hopefully a positive update on Roman Anthony after the MRI this morning. And that will hopefully come from Craig Breslow tomorrow. This is Dave from Nashua. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Greg. Can I tell a quick story before I get into what I called for?
Sure.
I met my wife's old school friends a couple weeks ago that moved to North Carolina 30 years ago, and I was talking about your show, and he listens to you on YouTube.
Really?
And I was like blown away by that.
Oh, what's the guy's name?
Oh,
you don't remember.
Not for the first time. I'm sorry. His wife's name is Denise.
Okay. Well, hello to the husband of Denise in North Carolina who is watching the show on YouTube. And you can do that every single day, YouTube or Twitch. What are you calling about, Dave?
So I'm calling about the show that you guys recommended yesterday, Unknown Number.
Yes.
And I really got engulfed in this show. And at the end, the surprise to me was that the daughter wasn't more upset or even upset with the mother.
Yes.
It just blew my mind.
Without giving too much away, Curtis did this as a lead this morning. We do leads at about 6:30, or at least start them at that time on the show. And I'm giving everybody time, as we used to do on the old program, to watch. And so, but yes, shocking.
Yep.
And I said it earlier when Curtis was in the middle of his lead. 19 months in jail, that's it for what this individual did.
Now, I looked it up after you said that, because I wondered what Michelle Carter got, because she went to jail for telling her boyfriend to kill himself. He did end up killing
himself.
Spoiler
alert.
Michelle Carter is a different, completely different story. She only went for 15 months. So I guess that's the going rate if you're sending those types of messages to somebody.
Yeah. Curtis made a great point about, and I don't know how you figure it out, but kids and phones, it's a giant issue. But it's also, Curtis, this is the dichotomy of the human being. It's also a great benefit to kids access to all of that.
Listen,
technology.
The tablet is a lifesaver traveling with a 3-year-old. It is great. It is a huge benefit. But just like James can't have French fries for dinner, like, you make decisions that are against, in the moment, he's upset. But he doesn't understand it. Mm. And these kids that have these phones, there was nothing any of us in our life possessed that approximated what is currently on a smartphone until it came out and we were all grown. The kids that use this in isolation are able to be targeted in ways that we have no way of protecting them because it's in silence. Like, I'm sorry, be a parent that your kid hates for a week or two and do the right thing by them. Don't enable this behavior.
Just got to monitor if you're going to, because you're going to get to a point where James is going to be 12 and you're probably going to get him a cell phone. And then you just got to monitor. I get it, like, when a kid's 5 or 6, like, you know, but usually it's that 11, 12 years old age where they start to get into that cell phone world. And that's, you know, you're going to get it because you're going to want to know where they are. You're going to want to kind of monitor them. You're going to want to be able to have them contact you back.
Unknown Number is what it's called. It's on Netflix. It takes the wildest turn, I think, that has ever been taken in any documentary I've ever seen in my life.
Same.
Shocking.
Yep.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
It's funny. Psychopaths. A woman that goes on a dating app just to get a free meal. Does she order a Diet Coke after she has a creme brulee?
Very interesting information from Courtney about red flags and dating a psychopath. Yep. And apparently, if a guy has an active profile on Hinge or Tinder or whatever it is these days, then he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
If he's down for a one-night stand and you have it with him, he's a psychopath. You're not a psychopath.
You're lowering your standards. According to this study, I feel like people got upset with me. I'm just telling you what the study
according
says.
To the study.
I told you my husband would be considered a psychopath if this.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you guys spoil the show. Thanks a effing lot, guys.
We didn't spoil it.
Sounds like
I don't
you
think
did.
We did. The caller may have sort of, but not really. Sort of.
I don't care if you play my Hill note, but if you do, can you play it number third?
That was funny. That was funny.
Done. It was number third.
That was funny. Coming in at number third. Shoot.
Greg, I really got to commend you for that lead this morning. You know, it's not every boss that would come out there and make their coworkers feel much better like you did for Jackson this morning by having a completely wrong and a completely dumb lead like Jackson usually does every single time you guys let him have one. Great job, man. You're a hell of a boss.
Thank you.
What was your lead?
It was about Jordan visiting Bill on the sidelines. And
who forgets the leads more, Wiggy or Courtney?
Tied.
I forget. This so long ago. I mean, it was almost 4 hours ago.
I remember yours. I think it was about how the Red Sox have to do whatever they can to sign Shohei. Was that what it was?
No, close. Okay. Almost.
It was a football lead today.
Oh, you're getting warmer.
The leads are skipping.
Yeah, you're getting warmer.
You remember Wiggy's?
Football lead.
See? And yours was...
I know.
Shimes was also a football lead. I think Shimes was just like, I'm excited.
No.
That was how I started. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's what it
that came out of my mouth.
Yeah. No, it was Shimes did his picks for the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gave the Super Bowl pick, MVP pick.
You don't remember that?
No.
Remember he said the Buffalo
you're
Bills?
Not listening. Like, you don't listen.
I, if I'm being honest, I am writing news during that.
Right.
And so
I
know, I usually remember Curtis's because I just know that I'm next.
Yeah.
Curtis was about unknown number.
Yeah,
sorry, Wiggy, I remember yours. Travion Henderson should be number one on the depth chart.
Yep. And yours was about the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
In what order does Courtney go with her lead?
I go third.
Yes.
Coming in at number third.
Coming in at number third.
The reason why Jordan went to go see Belichick during the game was that she heard the ice cream truck from a distance. Was asking him if he could give her some money for an ice cream.
Is it true, because I've repeated this, Greg, you told the story at one point about your great late mom, that when you would hear the ice cream truck, she said that that sound meant they were out of ice cream?
Yes.
What a brilliant move.
It's a boss move right
there.
That
is so well done.
Boss
wow.
move.
Yeah, pretty smart on her part.
Yeah. Right.
Think how much bigger you'd be if you were eating ice cream.
Yeah, when you guys see Curtis running, he's not really jogging. He's being chased by Angry Dave.
Haven't heard from Angry Principal Dave in a while.
He's been in Twitch today.
That's because we talk too much during the Hill notes.
Yeah,
we never get to us.
Shine picked Ohio State this past weekend. I don't think Curtis picked correctly. Mm. And Shine said that Bill Belichick's UNC was going to get their behinds whooped, and they did. So maybe Shine's not wrong all the time. Maybe you just aren't paying attention to when Shime is right.
So I appreciate the support. I
is
did
that your
not
mom?
I did not say no.
Sounds
it's not
like
my
your mom.
I did not say UNC was gonna get their ass whooped. I picked UNC.
Oh,
so
did you?
I was 1-1. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just to be fair, I did not say UNC was gonna get smacked.
It's wild to go back and look at the insiders who were posting during that game and suggesting that Bill Belichick after that first drive that it was going to be brilliant what he was going to do. And like Skip Bayless and others are like, I knew it. The man, this season's going to be unbelievable for the Tar Heels.
Right. Like, it was like Notre Dame fans and Charlie Weiss when they almost beat USC. And they were like, he's revolutionized college coaching.
20 minutes after that, they turned off all their comments.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. When Greg Hill goes naked in the ocean, it's not called skinny dipping. It's called chunky dunking.
Oh, okay.
That's rude.
That came up for some reason this morning. I don't remember why.
Because you said...
It was about Jamaica.
Yeah,
we should do a show at Hedonism.
Yes, yes.
And you said Spaz went nude.
Yes, he did. And LB went nude.
Right. And then
LB would go nude a lot. LB walked into the studio one time, regular show nude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No undies?
Yeah. That seems like an HR violation.
No undies. Yeah, just kind of stood there with his hand Poor over his parts.
Courtney,
Miss LB.
Courtney, I have an idea. Instead of using AI, just get your head in a dictionary so maybe you can pronounce some words.
Nailed it.
Uh-huh. I hate people who like could pronounce some words.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm sure that guy graduated from Harvard.
They don't like they don't misspeak. Everybody misspeaks and uses words. Listen, that's how we speak outside. No one speaks with them. What was the words yesterday that Courtney? Ooh, I remember that. The news story about the big words that we're using.
ChatGPT.
Yes.
Yes.
Boost.
Surpass.
Since when is boost a big word?
Wasn't it boast?
Yeah, that's okay.
Was it boost or boast?
It was boast.
Okay. Well, since when is
neither
boost
here,
a big word?
Neither here nor there.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of made the point.
Hey, Grego, did you happen to catch the North Carolina football game the other night? Remember when you used to call him a defensive genius? How about when you said Coach Coltails was the main reason they won all those Super Bowls? Print up those Coach Coltails t-shirts.
Is that Al?
Yeah.
Poor Bill.
I love Al.
He's got a bullseye on his back, man.
He's going to turn it around, though.
Yeah. Well, the next 2 weeks, he should.
Yeah.
Against Charlotte and Richmond. But it's going to be week four when they play Clemson.
There's never going to be another moment where he has the captive audience of America the way he did on Monday night.
Right. So even if he wins the next two games, which they should, people are going to be like, all right, did he turn it around? Let's see how they do against Clemson.
I mean, if there's anybody, Curtis, who can go back to the drawing board and cook something up, it's the great Bill Belichick.
I mean, look at what he cooked up at halftime. What a great play call.
First game, just like Arch Manning, I'll give him a pass.
Yeah.
First game in college, you know, give him a pass.
By the way, his fall guy, Mike Lombardi. That'll be the first one off the Titanic.
Also, a pass is what his quarterback needed at some point in that game, yes. Other than the first series.
Well, now they're going to go with my former teammate's son, Brad Johnson. Hopefully, they'll go with Max Johnson.
Oh, that's his son?
That is his son.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the kid who caught the touchdown, the other Johnson, that's his
Brad Johnson, Super Bowl winner.
At least he can throw the ball.
Yeah. He's been pretty good. He went to, I think he started at, I want to say Mississippi State or Texas A&M, and he's kind of been pretty good. He had that horrific injury they talk about where he broke his leg, and I think that, you know, Bill will probably, you know, that's how Bill operates. He'll probably go with Max Johnson in week two, and then he'll play well against Charlotte. He'll play well against Richmond, and then let's see what he does against Clemson.
What did you make of the analysis that we got from Mike Vrabel yesterday on Bill and how long it takes to develop a college football team?
That kind of went everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
But the way he started it was he thought that we were making fun of Bill, where I know Curtis was, but he stood up for him in the beginning. But then when you pushed him, he then brings up Urban Meyer.
I know.
I'm like, so what side are you?
It's a different situation, though, because remember, Urban Meyer had success at Florida for a number of years. I think he even won a national championship down there before he got to Ohio State.
Two
national championships. Bill, listen, coaching pro football is so much different than coaching college football. And that's the adjustment that he's going to have to make.
Well, he went on to say that. He talked about the different. I mean, Urban Meyer didn't have to deal with, you know, other programs that had more money and could get, you know.
But couldn't you make the argument that it's easier now to go in? Because before, guys on scholarship, you couldn't just get rid of 70 guys. Now he was able to bring in all of the people that he selected. He wasn't coaching another
guy's
players.
Right, but now you're getting all new guys, and it's different, right? Who's the greatest college football coach ever? Nick Saban. When Nick Saban went to Miami to coach the Dolphins, he was not very good in the pros. It's just the different element in an animal that you're dealing with, and it's going to take Bill time to – problem is he's 73 years old. How long is he going to do it for?
Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.